Time to make a trip out to Livingston Parish as the parish council race, one of the many things you're going to find on your ballot this fall if you're out that way. Joining us now is a candidate in, I believe, District 8, Kenny Bahi. Kenny, welcome. How are you, man?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing very well as well. All right, we're going to walk through a couple different aspects here, not the least of which is your background. Let's start with that. Who is Kenny Bahi?
We ain't got that kind of time. I'm 56 years old. I'm from Marrero. I grew up in Marrero, Louisiana. And a couple of years ago, about 12 years ago, I told my wife, I said, I need to live on the water. I got to get back to my roots. And we found a little hamlet called Killian, Louisiana, and got there. And it reminded me just a bunch of where I was, where I grew up and how I grew up. And we've been there for 12 years, and it's just a very, very special place.
All right. We'll pick back up in a second, but we got to unpack that. How in the world is Killian like Marrero?
The waterways, the bridges, the lifestyle, it's just very, very rural, almost country kind of. There's nothing there. Well, okay, that's a great question, honestly, because the Marrero I grew up in looks a lot like Killian, Louisiana. There was nothing there. It was a very rural area. And then what it looks like today is what I would like to try to protect Killian from becoming. And I'm sorry, district, all of District 8, and Killian is specifically where I live. So, yeah, it was totally different when I grew up to where it is now. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole gist of it, is to get there and keep it like it is now.
We don't need a West Bank Expressway cutting through Killian.
No.
That's
we don't want any of that stuff. It didn't look anything like it does now when I grew up, no.
We are talking with Kenny Bahi. He's running for parish council out there in Livingston Parish, District 8, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's talk about what motivated you to want to run.
Well, I have a friend that was in the race. There's two guys, and the opponent in the race is Mr. Dean Coates, and he's a great guy. He's a good friend. He comes to my restaurant a lot, him and his wife, both great people. And they come out there, and he's running against a guy who was an incumbent. And the incumbent came to me, and several people have come to me over time because I was previously an alderman in Killian, and then I was a mayor. And I lost the special election. So I always had an eye or an ear for this political stuff. I kind of liked it. And then a couple of people came to me and said, Kenny, why don't you get in? Why don't you get in? I said, no, I'm starting this restaurant. I'm doing okay. I like what I'm doing now. But there's a fever. There's something that gets in you when you have done this before and you want to do it again. So a guy came to me and said, Kenny, I'm going to get out for some personal reasons. Not that I don't think I can win, but for personal reasons. And when he explained to me what happened, I said, it's okay, I'll get in and I'll finish this for you. So I did it just because of that motivation. And I didn't appreciate some things that happened to him. He shared some personal stuff with me, and I said, I'll take it from here. So that's what motivated me to get in.
Kenny Bahi, he's our guest running for parish council out in Livingston Parish. All right, let's shift to issues here. What are some of the biggest things that Livingston Parish is facing right now?
One of the things that come to mind, obviously, because of the hurricane we just had recently, and hopefully we bless the boys and girls and ladies in Florida, they're going to have the same issues come to them right now. So one of the biggest issues that we deal with over there is drainage. And the Louisiana Watershed Initiative is a big deal. We need to get some good representation in that and just try to get the bottleneck that is Killian in that waterway to drain this entire region. And all the tributaries that come out of here, and not specifically Killian, but all the waterways in there just need to be cleaned, thoroughly cleaned, and they got to be named, they got to be waypointed. There's a lot of things that have to happen to get that, to make that happen. So to work together with the Corps of Engineers to get all this debris out of the waterways so this district and this parish can drain correctly. And the Louisiana Watershed Initiative is going to be a big part of that. We got to get some good representation in there.
Along with that, along with the work that's physically out in the environment, would be the work with the physical structures as well. We had Senator Cassidy on last hour talking about raising and fortifying homes. How much from a parish council level could be done on that front?
That's a great question. And the parish council level is a legislative branch, so you can only do what you can do inside of that, you know, that realm. So you got to work together with other parish councilmen to try to see what you can do, get ordinances passed to try to get as much of that stuff done as possible, and got to stay really in touch with the people of your district and then the parish as a whole to try to see what they want and work for them to get to that. But it's all restricted by the Home Rule Charter, what the parish councilman can actually do, and you just got to work within the rules and do the best you can to get as much done as possible.
We're talking with Kenny Bahi, running for parish council out in Livingston. Okay, I got to ask about development. You mentioned right there on the outset, keeping Killian looking like Killian and not overgrowing. Livingston Parish is in a unique, well, not a unique spot, but a special spot right now in the greater Baton Rouge area. It's growing, to be sure. How do you manage infrastructure? Recently, there was a moratorium passed. I want to say 160 days is what they settled on. A moratorium passed for new development. How do you work in on infrastructure?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You got to really be aggressively against the development of the stuff because you don't have anything in place yet. So you got to, zoning is going to get passed in all the districts, and you got to understand that the zoning in the is a living document. So you stay in touch with the people, and you give them the representation that they need to keep tightening up the ordinances and the zoning for what they want. And it's very tough because the people have to live somewhere, they got to work somewhere. So you know it's a very difficult conversation, but. To keep Killian Country the way it was, we came up with the Keep a Country initiative, and that was a representation of the people. Several meetings of what the town wanted, and we came up with that ordinance, and it passed. And Livingston, Killian was the first town in Livingston Parish to be. Now, when it goes to a different level, it became economic development ready. And the misunderstanding with economic development ready is it protects you from what you don't want. And that was a big misunderstanding. It went from the Keep a Country initiative to the Economic Development Ready. And Killian was, like I said, the first town in the parish to be given that designation. But the misunderstanding was development ready. And you have to define as a parish, a district, a town, what you want to look like. And the people define that. And then you put those rules in place and you live by those rules. Tightening up the ordinances, tightening up zoning to protect the way of life that the people of the parish and the district want.
How do you balance that with property owners' rights and you know, defending those who have a right to build where they, you know, and what they own?
Yeah, it's a great question because everybody gets aggravated and there's a lot of energy towards developers for buying property and doing what they want. But some of this, you know, the people that inherit this property has passed down through generations, but then those kids or those young people don't want it, they sell it. So there should be an equal energy aggravated with the people that sold it to the developers. So you can't be mad at one. You should be mad at, not mad, but yeah, it's a tough thing. You know, if somebody buys it, it's your property. You can do what you want with it. That's just a tough conversation because most people are absolutely against development. There's a time and place, and you have to have the right mix of infrastructure to support the development. You got to have the right jobs. You got to have, there's a lot of things that have to happen, but yeah, the energy is the people don't want development. Do we educate these kids for 12 or 14 years of education and then they go work somewhere else? They got to live somewhere. You get out of school, you go to Southeastern, you get a good education, you go to LSU, and then you have to have a starter home. You don't walk right into the best jobs. And so do we educate them so they leave? So it's a very complicated issue, but look, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get in the fight. I'm ready to hear the conversations and tighten up the ordinances, get zoning passed, and make sure that the people in the way of life are protected.
We're talking with Kenny Bahi, who's running for parish council out there at Livingston Parish. Livingston Parish, it literally covers a lot of ground. There's a lot of differences within the parish. For example, Killian, where you're from, right there on the Tickfall River, backs up to the Amede, and then not too far from Lake Maurepaw. So y'all are going to have different issues than, say, Denham Springs, Watson, Walker. How do you walk the balance from the more rural parts of the parish to the more, I don't want to say up and coming, but that's kind of what they are, the faster growing parts of the parish?
Yeah, it's difficult. Lower Livingston has a different pace than Walker and Watson for sure, but it's just being able to communicate with people, having experiences of being around different areas of the country. I traveled a lot in my oil field days. I got a lot of windshield time in my life, and I got to experience a lot of different things and ideas. So traveling around this parish is just a blessing. It's a lot of fun to hear different ideas and different thoughts, but it is tough because sometimes it has to be a little McCoy, no doubt about that.
We got a couple minutes left with Kenny Bahi running for parish council out there in Livingston Parish. District 8 is where Kenny's from. You know, I'm going to get back around to the campaigning part in just a minute, but I want to shift the focus. Talking about those waterways, talking about being nestled between the Tickfaw and the Amede and backing up to Lake Maurepaw, I got to ask you your take on carbon sequestration and upcoming projects.
Yeah, so when I was the mayor, I had an alderman named Caleb Atwell, and he came to me one day and he said, Kenny, did you hear about this stuff? And he said, I'm going to go to this meeting. And he went to it and he came back. And he, when he came back to me, we talked about it. And, you know, I asked him a few things. I said, are the wildlife and fisheries people against it? Are the environmentalists against it? He said, no. And I said, well, my oilfield experience would tell me that there's not a whole lot that's going to happen. And I think Air Products made a huge mistake or miscalculation in coming in and trying to educate people on the safety of it and how it's going to work and all this other stuff. People in this area care about their way of life. They care about wildlife management areas. They care about their scenic value of everything that they have and how they grew up. They couldn't care less about the safety of this stuff. And nobody wants it. I was against it. I spoke out at many, many meetings against it. But at a certain point, there's not a whole bunch you can do about it because above the parish council level, the state and the governor and everybody else, I'm not throwing them under the bus. It's just a fact. We were sold out for the state to have the ability to do, Air Products to have the ability to do this in Lake Maurepas a long time ago. So our job as a parish council or representation of these people is to make sure that we hold them accountable for what they're doing. Give us back access to the wildlife management areas. Give us something. Give us stocking. Give us something. Make them accountable for what they're going to do, if they're going to do it. Look, there's no real guarantee that it's going to happen. There's several things that could happen in Ascension Parish, and it's election year over there, too. So some things could happen to stop this, and that would be great. If it stops and they go away, then people get to do a lot of chest pounding of what they did or didn't do. But it's a long shot that it gets stopped. But if it doesn't get stopped, at least let's hold them accountable and demand that they do some wildlife conservation and take care of more about Maurepas Land Bridge. And there's a lot of things that we can ask them to do or demand that they do.
Got about a minute and a half left with Kenny Bahi running for parish council out there in Livingston. Kenny, before we get you out of here, I want to ask you about the campaign trail a little bit. We talk with different candidates in different races, and all of them have a different scope and a different strategy. Running for parish council, how do you approach it?
It's tough because I'm not going to put out a lot of signs. I got in late, like 2 days before qualifying, because the guy, like I said, mentioned, he came to me and asked me to do it. So I've been pedaling real fast, and I'm going to go to as many meet and greets as I can this Saturday at 3:00 at the Moonlight Inn from 3 to 5. I'll be out there just shaking hands and meeting people and doing the best I can to get the word out and trying to do like we're doing right now. So it's just I got in very late, and I'm going to run as clean as I can. The guy that I'm running against, Dean Coates, I'm not adversarial with him at all. The parish, basically, the district can't lose. You can have two good people. And I just want this to – I want to give the people of the district something they've never seen before. I'm not going to put Dean down in any way. This ain't about Dean and me. It's not a foot race. There's no victory lap at the end of this. Once you win, the work starts. That's my experience of having been in public office. There's no victory lap at the end. You got to go to work now, and that's what I plan to do.
If you don't have a lot of signs, I got a guy. In fact, he's in Livingston Parish. I got a guy you can talk to. He is Kenny. In fact, hang on during the break. I want to talk to you off air. He is Kenny Bahi, running for parish council in District 8 out in Livingston Parish. Man, I greatly appreciate a couple minutes. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thank you. I appreciate it.